This is Morning Edition on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. A former Arkansas college president has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for his role in a kickback scheme involving Arkansas lawmakers. Former Ecclesia College president Orrin Paris III went before U.S. District Judge Timothy Brooks Wednesday in Fayetteville. Reporter Doug Thompson with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette was in the courtroom and spoke with me about the hearing.
The argument from the government basically consists of that, yes, Mr. Paris pled guilty. Yes, he spared the state a trial, but he only did it at the last minute before the trial began. As for the defense, they put on five witnesses who testified to multiple good works that Mr. Paris had done before this. The judge himself said that this was obviously an aberration or aberrant behavior on the part of Mr. Paris. He'd led a very good life up to this point, and at one point the judge put it, I can't even find where you've had a speeding ticket. He appreciated the fact that Mr. Paris made a statement, and in that he fully confessed his guilt in the matter and his remorse for what he'd done to his own good name and the good name of the college. He said he'd done everything he did on trying to help the college, and he'd lost his way, that he wound up doing things that he knew would be wrong. The judge appreciated that, but the judge also made the point that you're doing this at the very end of the process, that you did not do this at the beginning, and that you did not realize while you were doing it. You realized you were doing something wrong, but you didn't come to the authorities about it. And for that, the judge says that I cannot give you what you're asking for, probation. He says, I've sent people to prison for things that are less serious than what you've done. And I can't, in all justice, give you probation and having sent those people to prison. So he gave him a 3-year prison sentence followed by 3 years probation and I believe $621,500 in restitution. And it is also important to realize that it was a conditional guilty plea. He still has the right to appeal. The defense is expected to file a motion soon asking that he be left free on bond until that appeal is finalized at the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Did Mr. Paris show any reaction?
No, he didn't. He was emotional during his speech, saying that he was humiliated and humbled. And he also had five witnesses speak earlier in the proceedings in which they all said that he had agonized over what his actions had done to the college, that college was his life's work.
And remind me exactly what he did do.
What he did was he went to his friend, John Woods, who was a state senator from Springdale, and asked if there was any money of any kind, not just state money, but any money that could be fundraised of any kind, because Mr. Woods was well-connected and knew other people. And Woods said, well, I can get you some of my general improvement fund money. According to Mr. Paris, he'd never even heard of the general improvement fund before that moment. And this was in 2012. Then as the grants kept coming in and a bigger and bigger share went to Mr. Woods and Mr. Shelton, Randall Shelton, the so-called middleman, Orrin said he realized he should have done something, but he didn't, and he accepted responsibility for that.
And 24 hours after this sentencing, we'll have the final defendant here in this case,
Mike O'Neill,
the former representative.
He was the first one who came until federal investigators, yeah, I will help you. He did do this early. The offsetting thing, though, the thing that's going to be a problem for him, is that he is an elected public official. And both the law and the judge take a very dim view of someone who's an elected, someone who's taken public trust and abused it. So we'll see what happens to him.
Doug Thompson with the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Mike.
This is KUAR 89.1.